Hey there, visionaries. Neverlane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to breaking free from the digital shackles and rewiring that brain for laser-sharp focus. Ever feel like you're just scrolling through life? You know that feeling when you wake up with a vague sense of I should do something but then spend the entire day on autopilot, fueled by endless social media feeds and fleeting notifications? Well, buckle up because today we're diving into a superpower that's been around for ages crafting a vision board. No, not your grandma's corkboard from 1987. We're talking about a dynamic, personalized blueprint for your dreams, aspirations, and goals. Think of it as Pinterest on steroids, but instead of just drooling over cute puppies and travel destinations, though those are great too, you're consciously manifesting your ideal life. So, why bother with this old-school approach in the age of digital hustle? Because sometimes, we need to get back to basics, tap into that intuitive, creative energy that thrives beyond the screen. Here are 5 key takeaways that will turn your vision board from a cheesy craft project into a powerful tool for personal growth. 1. Clarity is king. Before you grab your glitter glue though, feel free, take some time to really define what you want. What does success look like in your career? Relationships? Personal health? Don't just write down generic goals, get specific. Imagine it vividly, taste it, smell it, hear the sounds of that dream life. 2. Fuel your fire with inspiration. This is where the fun begins. Scour magazines, websites, even those random travel brochures you collected in high school, remember those? Find images, quotes, and words that resonate with your vision. They're your fuel for motivation. And don't be afraid to get quirky. If a picture of Beyoncé rocking out on stage makes you feel unstoppable, slap it right on there. 3. Beyond the visuals. Write it down. Don't just rely on pretty pictures. Use affirmations, mantras, or even short journal entries that speak to your goals. This adds an extra layer of intentionality and helps solidify those desires in your subconscious mind. Think of it as a daily dose of positive reinforcement every time you look at your board. You're programming yourself for success. 4. Make it your own. Forget the Pinterest pressure. There are no rules here. Use different textures, colors, even old concert tickets or that adorable photo of your dog doing something silly. Make it personal, make it reflective of you, and most importantly, make it a joyful experience. 5. Don't just hang it, live it. Your vision board isn't just a pretty piece of art for your bedroom wall, it's a living document that evolves with you. Place it somewhere visible in your bathroom mirror, on your desk at work, or even as your phone background. Regularly look at it, visualize those goals, and most importantly, take action. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented graphic designer who's been stuck in a dead-end job for years. She feels uninspired and doubts her creative abilities. Then one day, she stumbles upon the idea of a vision board. Sarah spends an afternoon poring over magazines, pulling out images of vibrant designs, successful entrepreneurs, and quotes about following your passion. She adds photos of her dream workspace, complete with natural light and inspiring plants. She writes affirmations like, I'm a creative powerhouse and my talents are valued. Sarah hangs her vision board in her home office, staring at it every morning and night. The impact. Sarah starts feeling a renewed sense of purpose. She takes an online course to boost her skills, network with other designers, and even finally submits that freelance proposal she'd been putting off. A few months later, Sarah lands her dream job, designing for a company she admires. Her vision board didn't magically make it happen, but it served as a powerful reminder of her goals and fueled her determination to make them a reality. So there you have it, the power of visualization and intention setting. Remember, your vision board is more than just a collection of pretty pictures, it's a roadmap to your dreams. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on this episode. What's one thing you're going to do to create your own vision board? Hit me up in the comments and let's get those creative juices flowing. And remember, stay focused, stay inspired, and keep chasing those dreams. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.